We are celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, a huge piece of legislation. We're celebrating 25 years this Friday, July 24th, from 1 to 4, and it's actually going to be held at our office on Wright Street, rain or shine. It's supposed to be beautiful.
Yep.
So we're going to celebrate. We're going to commemorate that day. We're going to have Senior's Food Truck out there, Thomas Theater Popcorn. We've got the mayor of Marquette, Mike Coyne, coming to speak, the mayor of Munising, Rod Desjardins. Todd Econo Foods is going to be there. Zach, the manager of Todd Econo Foods. Dylan from Mark Tran will be there. And then we've got some personal, you know, reflection stories of the ADA and how that's impacted their lives.
I think that's an important question to ask here is that with the ADA, I mean, like, right, we're talking 25 years, you start seeing a generation that a lot of these things are now in place, handicapped access, wider doors, easier maneuverability around buildings, new buildings have to be built to these codes. But that wasn't always the case. And that's really the important part about this celebration.
Right, exactly. Well, and, you know, I grew up in the generation where it's always been there, but there are so many people in our communities across the UP that didn't have that, right? Didn't have access to buildings, didn't have equal access to employment, didn't even have equal access to education.
Mm-hmm.
And so within the past 25 years, we've seen these movements come along and, you know, ramps to buildings, different things like that. And still a long way to go, right?
Right.
But it's we're pledging, you know, 25 more years this Friday to keep it going.
Jess, would you say that it's just awareness that's come to people that that's why the ADA was so important?
Absolutely. I think it's an awareness. I think it's an education, right? The more people that learn about it, the more people hear about it and are learning about what it was like before, right? Because history is always important. We always want to know, you know, we look back and say, oh, right, like this person didn't go out of their house or this person was institutionalized because they had a disability. Now they have most of the time equal access to the grocery store, equal access to college or university education, equal access to public education, right? So many things. It's important to look back and see how far we've come. But yet in my generation, we're like, oh, there needs to be more. There needs to be more, right? As there always does. So that's why we're celebrating the improvements, the incredible movement forward that we've had in the past 25 years, but we're also pledging to celebrate 25 more years to keep it going because it's such an important piece of legislation.
And this is coming up this Friday then?
Friday, July 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. at our office on Wright Street. We'll have, like I said, Senior's Food Truck, Thomas Theater Popcorn. We're going to have karaoke. We're going to have some of our recreation equipment out there, so it's going to be a fun day.
In the studio with us is Jessica Manier from the Superior Alliance for Independent Living, and let's take a moment here and tell folks a little bit about what SAIL, the Superior Alliance for Independent Living, is.
Sure. So Superior Alliance for Independent Living, we are a member of the Disability Network of Michigan. So there are 15 total centers for independent living in the state. We are one of them. We are the only one above the bridge. We've been around since 1998, so we service all 15 counties of the UP, all 2,000 square miles, so we're on the road a lot, and our mission is to assist individuals with disabilities and promote accessible Upper Peninsula communities for all. So,
and that ties into all of what you're talking about with the ADA celebration. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Again, we remind everybody about it, but lots of things have shown improvement, but there's also a lot of things that you're still there to help with.
There is. You know, we assist with, you know, employment, you know, those soft skills, getting ready to stay in employment, right? We have assistive technology, so individuals who need different devices maybe to read the newspaper or hear the telephone ring or different things like that for memory. We also have a social and recreation program that y'all have heard about. Mm-hmm. You know, in the past, we do Chocolate Festival to raise funds for that inclusive social and recreational program. So we have many, many things. We assist with, you know, housing and assisting to find affordable, accessible housing, which combining those two, affordable and accessible together, is often difficult because the pickings are slim, if you will, right? But we help to navigate. We help to navigate the systems of DHS and the Social Security Administration, right? To help people get the the benefits that they need to live an independent life, right?
Well, again, you're having this celebration coming up this this weekend, this Friday, and this is to commemorate 25 years of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Tell us again what's happening, when, and where.
Sure. So Friday, July 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. at our office on Wright Street, 1200 Wright Street, right across from the Armory, in sort of the same parking lot as Peak Gymnastics, Seniors Food Truck, Mayor Coyne, Mayor Desjardins from Munising, Mayor Coyne from Marquette, Mark Tran, Econo Foods, you know, and we're going to have personal impact stories about how the ADA has affected, but then we're going to have some fun, right? Karaoke, we've got our recreation equipment out there, Thomas Theater Popcorn again, Seniors Food Truck, and they're going to be there all day from 1 to 4, donating 20% of the proceeds that they get from the food truck back to us at sale. So even if you don't come for the event, come get some food. Seniors Food Truck, they'll be right out there.
What's a good way for folks to find out more about what you guys do?
Sure. So pop on our Facebook page. I'm always updating it. Search Superior Alliance for Independent Living on Facebook. Give us a like. You'll see some different things, especially this week. I'll be posting quite a bit more on our website, www.upsail.com, SAIL.com. Log on there. You'll see some different details as well.